RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Thank you, Cacti Kevin. Here it is in the G-Bag Nation, and we got Fred Davis.
That does make sense.
Live in studio, just talking about Trayvon Diggs and the release. Were you shocked?
I'm going to miss those outfits. Pause.
A lot of leather?
Tell you what, that guy loves leather and knows how, I mean, tassels, silver leather with, you know, kind of a glossy look going on. He had a fur coat on, kind of like a fur bomber jacket style on last time. I mean, say what you want about his exploits and antics off the field.
He's wardrobe. A fashion player.
All-pro wardrobe.
He's a fashionista.
He is a fashionista. Tell you what, that, can you imagine what Thanksgiving at the Diggs family must be like?
Yeah.
And just don't be the person cooking the food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're
Holy
saying.
Holy mackerel.
Stephon's in a little bit of trouble right now. Man. A little bit of hot water with some allegations getting after the personal chef.
How could you not take care of the chef?
Yeah. It's heartbreaking.
You know? Come on, man.
Yeah. I don't
Somebody's
get it.
Cooking for you and you can't take care of them?
At least you could do.
You see, there's like allegedly screenshots of texts between him and her.
I love that. Anything incriminating?
He's just such an a-hole. He really is. Okay, we do have some football to get
into.
Do you
think Trayvon cooks his own meals?
I mean, look,
he hangs his own TV poles. The least he
yeah, that's true.
His own food.
He's a very, very handy man.
He's an industrious dude. Yeah.
He is.
I don't think we understand that.
He's going to have a David Njoku burning situation on his face before
too long. I'm going to guess no.
No.
I'm going to guess
probably
no.
Probably not. Probably not. Well,
if he picks out his clothes, good for him.
That's
you'd say in the locker room. I've never seen him though. He's a very, very stylish guy.
Oh, he by far the most stylish person in the Dallas Cowboys locker room.
Him and his brother. They're
hands
both
down.
They're both all over the fashion stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they like go to overseas
fashion
to those yeah the fashion
places,
week?
Yeah, fashion week. Now that part don't get me the
Stephon
lion.
Stephon did. Not Trayvon.
That. Okay, yeah, no, Trayvon.
I can see Trayvon doing some catwalking.
Well, he was busy rehabilitating.
That's true. Okay, yeah, that's true.
So
he was grinding.
He didn't, you know.
We all saw the YouTube documentary.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, keep that 500 gur, okay? I got things to do.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously,
it's amazing,
man,
that you could just walk away from that.
I mean,
it's
that's
the easiest,
what a flex.
It's the easiest thing that Adam over there at the Cowboys can do is give you money like that, and you just don't even want it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
we think it's. I know. I heard you guys talking about your gang of seven. Any update on you? You said you had one guy say maybe.
Yeah, nothing.
No,
nobody else.
No.
Nobody else got back. But the two teams I talked to,
yeah,
both are significant playoff teams. One
okay.
said they would think about it. And the other one said not today.
You know, if New England does, if Stephon doesn't get a rain today, do we think that maybe they would have been in play? Because, I mean, look, having one Diggs is one thing, but two Diggs?
Yeah, two Diggs is a little crazy.
Two Diggs.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to say that.
I could leave it open. I could leave it open if Stephon didn't get in his hot water.
You think maybe two Diggs, one Booth?
I'm going to say I'm going to say New England would be a no. I'm going to say New England would be a no.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Vrabel's probably not trying to tolerate too much.
No. Having one on each
side
of the ball.
And it's not even like you have, like, at least Stephon is still good.
Still getting after it.
Like Trayvon, there's really no upside because you're not, hey, we'll tolerate all the crap because he's still getting picks left and right.
No.
You're not getting any of that. And Mike Vrabel, he wants everybody tackling. He wants his assistant coaches being ready to tackle on the sideline, right?
Trayvon Diggs ain't doing none of that.
Okay, so we do have the Hall of Fame finalists. Want to get y'all's thoughts on that here in a second, but a lot of love for Fred here on the text, as always.
I was asked by a Hall of Fame voter. This is a brag.
Okay.
I was asked by a
bigger brag than I got millions and I got companies coming out of my ass.
I've got millions and companies coming out of my ass for sure. No, I had a Hall of Fame voter ask me. He sent me his ballot and he goes, "Every year you help me with this. Could you help me again?" And so, yeah, I did my
Woody on there.
Yeah, he put Woody on there.
Woody's one of my favorite players. I'll tell you who I voted. I told him who I voted for. Let's see if I can pull it up.
How many? You get five?
Yeah, I got. He asked for five.
And there's 15 finalists right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who he. I put Drew Brees on there.
Yes.
I put put Witten on there.
You did?
Interesting. I did. I put Witten on there. I put I put Woody on there.
Yep.
And I put Larry Fitzgerald on there.
Yep.
Okay.
Who else did I miss? Who else I got? Give me the other ones.
Yeah, Willie Anderson, Jari Evans, Frank Gore, Torrey Holt, Luke Kuechly.
Luke Kuechly was my fifth one.
Kuechly. I know you loved Luke Kuechly.
Luke Kuechly is the best college football player I've ever scouted.
Wow.
How about that?
Really?
Regardless of position, huh?
Regardless of position. So, yeah, Kuechly, Fitzgerald, Woodson, Witten, and Brees were my five that I voted for.
What's your biggest gripe on that, Fred?
I don't really have one. I really, really don't.
You got Witten in over Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne.
Let me rephrase. I think I'd probably have Terrell Suggs over Jason Witten.
T Sizzle.
And then I would probably go with Reggie Wayne over.
I did that Witten thing because we.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Drafted him.
Oh, yeah, that's just good for the resume.
I respect that.
Yeah. I do, too.
I respect that.
Anytime you can say, well, we drafted a Hall of Fame player.
You drafted a Hall of Famer. I think not a lot of people can say that.
But Jason Witten, though, is the all-time. Am I right about
all-time
him?
All-time yards?
Yeah, well,
no, not touchdowns. Antonio Gates smoked him in touchdowns.
Cowboys, catches. Cowboys.
Oh, for the Cowboys?
Cowboys, yeah. Number of catches. That's a third-round pick right there, boys.
Oh, it's a great pick.
Yeah, I mean, that guy played what? How many years? I know the last couple of years. The year at the Raiders and all that was a waste. But, man, there was a one time where I remember Bill Belichick, Mike Lombardi told me this when he was working in New England. When they played against Witten, Bill Belichick wasn't worried about Dez Bryant and all those. He was worried about Witten.
17 years in the league.
Yeah.
That's insane. And even, you know what, and to your point, even the last year when he was with the Raiders, he still suited up for all 16 games.
Yeah,
he didn't miss games.
Don't look at the production.
Oh, I mean, look.
Oh, no, it's like 4 yards a catch. I get it.
Know, I mean, very, very Ferguson-ish.
How many touchdowns did he have in his career, by the way, there, Fred?
Great question. 74.
74 touchdowns.
Like
how many catches?
Tutties. He had 1,228 catches.
That's up there with ask those wide receivers that are in this Hall of Fame thing, these votes.
Yeah.
Does he have just as much as some of these other cats?
I mean, he's a compiler is what it
he's
is.
A compiler, all right.
Why do you hate Jason Witten so much?
I don't hate him. I do think he's a Hall of Fame player. He's just not a first ballot. Look at
why,
Reggie
why
Wayne.
Not?
Just watch this. Watch this from Reggie Wayne. I got Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne. Their numbers will freaking blow you away.
Oh, no. I understand. I mean, Marvin Harrison, to me, was a better player than Reggie Wayne.
I'm with you on that, and Marvin's in. for good reason.
Yeah.
Reggie Wayne.
So is Bob Greasy and Lynn Dawson and everybody else.
I want to say Marvin Harrison has more bodies than Reggie Wayne, too.
Whoa, bro, you got to be careful, man. I think there's people.
Yeah, but you got to be careful. All right. Easy. Reggie Wayne, watch this. 1,200 yards, 12 touchdowns. 1,000 yards, 5 touchdowns. 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns. 1,500 yards, 10 touchdowns. 1,100 yards, 6 touchdowns. 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns. 1,300 yards, 6 touchdowns. 1,300 yards, 5 touchdowns. I mean, what? Bro, that is nasty style. Then you got Torrey Holt. 1,600 yards, 6 touchdowns, 1,300 yards, 7 touchdowns, 1,300 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1,700 yards, 12 touchdowns, 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns, 1,300 yards, 9 touchdowns, 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns, 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns. Like, wow, bro. Those two, right, that is a Hall of Fame resume, dude.
Why is he not in?
I don't know why he's not in. I guess it's because of the wide receivers. We saw it with Chris Carter.
Yeah.
You see it with a lot of these guys. Like, the wide receiver is just a tougher.
Why not? I mean, you know, he's now part. He didn't play in an era like in 1970 when I was going to the games.
Yeah.
He played in an era where you should know him if you're a voter, right?
Agreed. He's one of the more underrated dudes. I mean, he's not super flashy like Torrey Holt.
On the other side of him, Bruce.
Yeah, Isaac Bruce.
Isaac Bruce.
And he's
Isaac
in?
Bruce. Yeah.
Isn't Isaac Bruce in?
Yeah.
So I don't know why those guys would be struggling to get in, because those numbers are...
Okay, here's my question for you, because I've heard this too, though. I've heard if you have a crappy presenter...
Oh, it makes... Yeah, you're not wrong.
I've heard that if you're not wrong,
you gotta have a guy that's hyping you and selling you.
Or lady.
That's your hype
lady.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Shereen Williams stands up there. I'll tell you this, there's guys, like there are guys like Bob Hayes and Rayfield Wright,
yeah.
Rick Goslin, who used to write for the Dallas Morning News, you know, very highly respected journalists and stuff like that, from Detroit, Michigan. Nobody has done more for Cowboy players from the era before the Joneses owned the team than Rick Goslin when he stands up there and makes presentations on guys.
Yeah.
Nobody's done more. Like, he needs to get up there and stand up for Darren Woodson is what he needs to go and do, because
seriously,
he's highly – I don't
Shereen?
Know. Shereen's done it. I think Shereen's done it. She's probably listening, Shereen. I mean, I love you. I hope the best. But we need to get Darren Woodson. I've said this personally myself. I've been with, as far as guys that I've been with, Brian Dawkins as a player when I was in Philadelphia.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. I was with Leroy Butler in Green Bay. Hall of Famer yeah. as a player.
Yeah.
Darren Woodson is better than both those guys.
Yeah.
Both of them.
You know, they were both really great players.
I get it. Troy Polamalu. I get, you know, Ed Reed. I get those. But now when you start to talk about guys that are ahead of Darren Woodson, like the two guys I just named, and Brian Dawkins is a hell of a player. You're right. Leroy Butler, hell of a player. Not as good as Darren Woodson. Not as good. And I was there. I watched.
Close.
I've watched all three of them. I was on teams where they were on. Saw them every day.
Won a damn Super Bowl with Leroy.
There you go. I'm telling you, it's
weird.
I mean,
how can you be a five-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro, three-time Super Bowl champ, member of the 90s All-Decade team?
Leading tackler in your franchise history.
Yeah. And lead tackler of that franchise and not be in the Hall of Fame. And I want to say, because Blake and I got a chance to meet Darren at an event over at the Star.
You guys, that was so cool.
Was that the Miller Lite thing?
It was the Whataburger thing.
It was the Whataburger deal. Okay. First of all, and I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know, Darren Woodson couldn't be a nicer human being, number one. This genuinely just a grade A dude. Answered every question we had and talked about being in the Hall of Fame or not being in the Hall of Fame. I want to say, and don't quote me on this, but it's somewhere along, one of five defensive backs in the history of the National Football League to have these three accolades.
Yeah.
Okay? Only guy that's not in the Hall of Fame. So out of the entire National Football League, the history of it.
Best player when you talk about, and I've been with the Reggie Whites and the Brett Favres and Jimmy Smith, the Jacksonville
wide receiver.
I've been Tony Boselli, all these guys that I've been a part of teams with. Darren Woodson is the best player I've ever been. And people are getting, all right, but mark this, brought us being with players. No, mark this, though.
Not sexual at all.
The best damn player. That's what I'm saying. People are idiots.
They'll get you.
Yeah. But I'm talking about when you watch, like, from a team standpoint of what that player means to your team.
Yeah.
Darren Woodson, Reggie White, Brett Favre, seen them all. Seen them all. Darren Woodson deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. It's a crime that he's not in the Hall of Fame.
What was the line? Was it from Jimmy Johnson or something? It's like, we don't have a scheme. We have Darren Woodson.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. I know Nate Newton was, I heard him talking about it on the Crosstalk show.
Tell you all you need to know.
Yeah. Seriously.
I mean, if you were the best defensive player on a team that won 3 Super Bowls, it's a dynasty in the history of the NFL. Like, shouldn't
you
that...
ought to see? It's hilarious. We were in Arizona coming back from the Super Bowl, and he was on the plane. Him and his wife.
Yeah.
And his wife and I were standing in the middle of the gate there at Southwest Airlines, just MF, and we were losing our minds. But Darren looked at us and it's like, guys, why are you getting so mad?
Yeah.
Why are you so mad? And I looked at him. I said, because you're one of the best MFing players I've ever, you know. And he's like, Brian, it's good. Yeah. We're okay here.
I do love that about him.
He is so much like, hey, if it's my time, it's my time.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm losing my S over it is what I'm doing.
I think this is the year.
Yeah.
I really do. Because I mean, when you look, seriously, if you look at this group, not to say these aren't all deserving people, but yeah. I mean, who's got, I mean, I don't know, is there anybody on this group that's got 3 Super Bowls? I mean, there's nobody in this group right now when we look at it. Frank Gore didn't win 3. Fitzgerald didn't.
No.
Drew didn't.
Larry Fitzgerald's welcome. Lucky they won 3 games. You're talking about a guy.
But a hell of a playoff run when they did go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, absolutely. And that was with Kurt Warner playing.
Yeah, I mean, Breeze and Fitzgerald and Kuechly
seem like locks.
Those really do got to be locks. But Woodson needs to be a lock. And then you're kind of coin flipping between Holt and Wayne.
I'll tell you, Luke Kuechly, watching that Boston College tape, holy geez.
Does our boy Adam Vinatieri sneak in?
I'll tell you what, though, when you start to talk about clutch kickers, no matter what conditions.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, that kick that he made in the Tuck Rule game.
The AFC Championship game against the Raiders?
Crazy.
Insane.
Crazy.
That was a divisional game.
It was a divisional game. Yeah,
when
crazy.
I tell you what, I was in Boston for that. Yeah. Chaos. Yeah. Chaos.
Rules are rules.
Mama, give me some of those lip jiggles. I'm hungry for the crimson time. Okay.
All right, we limped in with that one. Broadus, you have been so incredible today. Like, MVP Hall of Fame finalists for today. This is Marconi dominance. What he has done today, putting the show and the team and the Metroplex on his freaking back.
This is the first time in 6 years of being a full-time employee that I ever looked at the text the whole day.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
I have not in 6 years of working here.
Is that why you're so fired up today?
And I'm going back tomorrow being not looking at it.
Yeah.
It was a good run.
It was.
It was a great 5 hours. Let's put a bow on it with Fan After Dark next year in the nation.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.